Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Miss Message, what have we here? A Christmas tree?
It's a beauty, isn't it?
Where'd you get it?
Well, I have a friend who has a forest full of trees, and I went out and cut it over the weekend. Now that I've got it on the stand, it almost touches the ceiling.
It sure does, and I can see that you've started putting on some of our old favorite decorations, too. The lights certainly look nice.
And here are the sugar decorations. The horse and the clown and the drummer boy and the angel.
I remember them from last year and the year before and the year before that, too. Because here's the sugar Christmas tree and the horn and, yes, the partridge in a pear tree.
Where's the star? Well, we always have trouble finding the star.
You're right.
Well,
that goes right up on the top of the tree, and I don't know where it's gone. Well, maybe what we better do is read today's letters and then hunt for the star.
Good idea.
Okay, I've got a couple that came right together from the Busicks. I guess Lisa and Busick must probably be brother and sister. Anyway, Lisa writes, "Dear Santa Claus, what I want for Christmas is a Mickey Mouse watch and a shirt with a picture on it, and a bug off, and shoes and socks, and a Raggedy Ann doll, and a cowgirl suit, and a box of cherry candy, and some other things here, too. Lisa, I'll pass that letter right along to Santa Claus. And look, Wayne has written, says, I like you, Santa Claus. And Wayne Busick says, what I want you to bring me is a BB gun. And cowboy boots and a suit, says Wayne, and a walkie-talkie, and a Robin and Batman watch, and a whole bunch of other things, including, it appears here, that Wayne would like a red-nosed reindeer. Either he wants one or he's sending messages to Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Okay, Wayne Busick, we'll pass that right along to Sam's mailbox. You got that envelope open now?
Right. It's from Landon Hughes. And Landon says, Dear Santa, I am 7 years old, and I'm in the second grade. First, I would like to thank you for the presents you gave me last year. And this year, I would like a bionic transporter and repair station, Robin, Star Trek communicators, Bullet Man, Snoopy's rowing boat,
everything,
Trouble Patrol, Flying Ace attack carrier, a 24-inch 10-speed bike, a motorcycle helmet, a snowmobile, a drum set, and a Spirit of 76 train set and complete layout.
Goodness.
And for all your troubles, I will leave you some milk and cookies and some crackers for your reindeers. Merry Christmas. Love, Landon Hughes.
That's a long letter from Landon. Put that in the long letter section there. My goodness. Well, Lisa or Liza Gaines has written, says, Dear Santa, for Christmas, I would like for you to bring me a piano, a baby alive, and some puzzles. Also, would you bring me some ribbons and a big surprise? And, says Lisa Gaines, P.S., I will leave you some cookies and coffee. Lisa has a nice handwriting, this message.
Very.
Brief message, but to the point.
And here's a letter from Danny Morin. And Danny says, Dear Santa, I'm 6 years old, and for Christmas, I would like to have a fire truck, super tow, pinball machine, and thank you for the toys you gave me last Christmas. Remember my two older brothers. Thank you, Danny Morin.
Another short one. Look what Tracy did. Tracy Williams
That's
from Brightwood.
Nice.
She got herself a page out of a ledger book. It's got columns over here, so if you want to add things up, you can. And
she wants Santa to write back to her.
Well, we'll have to see about that, Tracy. You know, Santa Claus got a lot of mail to handle, and we sort of help him along. But if he can, I'm sure he will. And it says here to Santa Claus from Tracy, I love you, and you are the best. I want a Ken doll and a Thumbelina and a Hush Little Baby doll and a green machine. Love, Tracy Williams from Brightwood, Virginia. We'll put that right there, and that's Tracy's letter.
Right. Not too many letters tonight, Mr. Postmaster, and not much time left either.
Well, I guess the children have either forgotten or else we've read enough. But they better get to work if they're going to get a letter read by Christmas Eve. By the way, Miss Message, I've got another Christmas greeting from a far-off place. Try this one out.
Aquí en España, todo el mundo está diciendo Felices Navidades.
Felices Navidades. Is that Spanish?
Perfect. You'll be able to handle the overseas mail next year, because Santa needs a linguist.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know we've got a... That's pretty.
It's First Noel. Our old clock is getting in the Christmas mood for us.
We've got to get the mail ready for Santa.
Right, I'll stuff that in here. There, all set. And now it's quitting time.
That's my line, Mr. Postmaster.
Oh, sorry. I got carried away, Miss Message. And that's what Sam is going to do, too. Carry away this mailbag. Well, good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow, and we'll look for that star for the top of the tree.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.